Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. It's Rodney with Video Games Now, and I'm joined by two super cool dudes. We have Mr. Will. Hello.
Hey, guys.
And Mr. Cole.
What's up?
Sorry we missed the cast last week, so we're going to be back at it this week. We'll talk about, this will be our junk drawer podcast, we'll call it. We'll catch up on the news. Most interesting news, I think, today is the Fortnite Black Hole, which dropped yesterday. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way, for the Canadian listeners, because that's today. Yeah. Okay.
Where does the time go?
Yeah, I know, right? Like, just yesterday we started this podcast. So, we also have some new Pokemon stuff that we want to talk about, and we have an interesting thing from Halo Infinite. So we'll get into that, and that's all coming up right now. All right, guys. So, why don't we get right into it and talk about the gaming word of the day? How about that?
Sounds all good.
All right. Okay. So, the gaming word of the day today is foozy. And you guys know what that is?
Foozy.
Mm.
It is the final boss in a game, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Foozy, how do you spell that?
F-O-O-Z-I-E.
Oh, Z-I-E. I spelled that wrong. I spelled S-Y in Urban Dictionaries. Get me a very different description.
Yep. So, Foozy, I've never actually heard that gaming term ever, and obviously you guys haven't either.
Definitely not.
Foozy. Where did you hear that? Is that real?
That's on Wikipedia.
Hmm. Wikipedia. I found Miss Foozy on Wikipedia. All right, cool. Well, all right,
add an L there. We're talking about a floozy.
A floozy. All right, so let's chat about this Fortnite thing. So for those who don't know what happened yesterday, I'm going to turn down this super cool Pokemon Blue opening theme. I wasn't watching it. I watched it after the fact. I was actually streaming Hell Let Loose, which we can talk about in a moment, but... yeah, so I'm like, I'm gonna get so many people watching me stream Hell Let Loose, and then this Fortnite fucking massive event happened. I just chose a shit day to stream that fucking game. So, they were talking about basically replacing the current Fortnite map with a brand new one, and they were going to do it in spectacular fashion like they've done in previous seasons and on Fortnite. We haven't talked about Fortnite in like a good year and a half on this show.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
It's been a long time.
I haven't played it since then.
Yeah, I know, same. All right, so one of the biggest games in the world has been unplayable since yesterday afternoon. So ahead of its next season or possibly a completely new chapter, Fortnite has gone down in just about everywhere imaginable. It's widely believed that when this game is back up and running, it will be a reboot version of a brand new map. So what happened was a black hole appeared on the map and it sucked in. Well, first, before the black hole happened, it blew every single player on the map back, like basically to the altitude that you jump out of the bus at. And then this black hole appeared and just sucked everything in, and then the whole screen went black. So like Fortnite Twitter's, like, the profile picture's all black, the black hole's there, and it just says, this is the end, or something, or the end. So, how, that, we were chatting in the Discord yesterday, like, what if this turns out to be, like, the biggest troll moment in, like, troll history?
What do you mean, like,
Like, they just don't come back online.
They will.
I was gonna say...
It's too much of a game, like...
Yeah. I was gonna say they have way too much, like, to... Epic as a company would, like... That would kill them if they didn't come back. People would be so angry. And, I mean, they're the most popular game in the world.
Yeah. I was saying to Will before we went live, it would be... Because he was saying, how long are they going to stay offline for? Because the servers are completely off. Like, you can't play Fortnite at all right now.
I'd say Tuesday morning.
Yeah, I think they're going to wait a little bit for everyone to kind of die down and be like, oh. And then they're going to do, like, a big bang thing. Like, the black hole explodes and this new map forms. And it's going to be, like, basically Fortnite launched again. And it's going to be everyone's playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
There's, like, Fortnite, for me, it was fun a few times after I played it, but I just don't, like, it's not my game whatsoever, but damn, do I have some mad respect for these guys. Like, they know how to update and keep the draw coming in.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
This is just such a smart way, like, it's just such a fun, interesting way to change the map constantly and, like, shake up something that could become stale and stagnant over time, but they do such a good job of keeping it alive.
Yeah.
Like, what a great idea. Why don't, like, I think more games should do this. I think Sea of Thieves should do more. So they do this in, like, a very minor way.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, take some notes, other developers. This is a good...
How long does the season last? 2 months?
No, it's like 12 weeks.
Oh, okay, 12 weeks. So it's like 3-ish months. Yeah. Two and a half, 3 months. Okay. So, I mean, that's really cool because games are a service now. Right, so they have to continuously update it. So yeah, the way Fortnite's done it is pretty cool. In lieu of not having a secondary map already.
Yeah, I mean, the map has changed so much. Like, I mean, they've added, like, before there was just the, like, a lush territory, and they added a desert, and they added a tundra, and it's like nuclear facilities and stuff. They've done a really good job of keeping their same map alive.
Yeah, it gives you like a you know, it makes you want to go out and find the changes in the map besides just playing the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know I really respect these guys as well, but again, I'm with you, Cole. I'm so Battle Royale'd out that could you imagine being a streamer and, like, playing nothing but Fortnite since it's fucking launched?
I can't. That's what
a lot
imagine.
Of them do, though.
I know, but it's like you've missed out on, like, so many games.
Yeah, you have to keep up with it. Like, that's my only problem. And I totally understand why they do it. But again, Sea of Thieves says the same thing. It's like, you have a limited time to do these things. And that always drives me crazy. I'm a little bit of a perfectionist, especially for games I love. I want to collect everything. And Sea of Thieves is just like, nope, you can't get this anymore. And you can't get this anymore. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I was working full time during this event. And I missed my opportunity to get something that I wanted.
Totally.
Yeah.
All right, well, yeah, so that's the big news with Fortnite, so hopefully we'll drop an article or something on our website when something actually happens.
Apparently, players can still get into the game right now. It just brings them to a black hole screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it means the servers are still online. They're just messing with people right now. Like you said, I bet you the black hole will just implode and a new map will be born.
Yeah.
I wonder how long they've been working on this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when they started to do seasons, I wonder who their story developer is. And, like, if they were building to this moment for how long.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if... I wonder if they have, like, a roadmap of what, you know, what was going to happen.
Yeah, obviously not for the public, but just, like, in up their office, they've got, like, a big storyboard of what's going on.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah. But, like, what are they going to do when, like, are they going to run out of ideas or what? Like, this is a pretty fucking substantial plot point.
Yeah, how do you top this?
Yeah.
What's the next step? What's season 22 going to be like?
It's going to be like the season 22 of The Simpsons, fucking stale and shitty.
Oh, that would be sad. I mean, I feel like they do have a lot of stuff. Like, if you just think of ideas, if you just keep thinking of the most crazy idea you possibly could, I think you could keep amping it up for a little while more.
Yeah.
Problem is, they've used most of it already. So, no matter what, I think they're going to keep reusing ideas. It might not get stale, but they're just going to keep throwing the same thing at you with just newer twists.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I wonder what if they're going to release like a second installment in a sense. Like this game's already free to play and they keep adding on to it, but are they going to do like a Fortnite 2 or something?
I don't think they will. They don't need to with the graphics.
Right. Yeah. All right. So that's all I got to say about Fortman.
Fortman 3.
All right. Yeah. Why don't we chat briefly about Hell Let Loose, Cole? We've been playing a lot since the last podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
So this game's epic. Like, so epic. Like, Cole, when I first joined him, he's like, oh, you'll get it in like a couple games. It won't take you very long. Took me 3 days because no one was telling me anything.
Yeah, the like I said in the podcast, the difficulty curve is ridiculous. Like, there's some learning you have to do, but once you're all learned up, it's super fun.
And this game does not hold your hand at all. Like,
no,
it's, you know, like you have to manually reload your gun or your tank. Like, it doesn't automatically reload for you. So it's like,
you can't reload halfway through a clip. But I mean, in guns that it wouldn't make sense to, like the M1 Grand, you can't just reload your M1 Grand. You have to wait till you're out. And, you know, like if you reload halfway through a clip, you lose the ammo for it. So it's very realistic.
Very realistic. Yeah. And like same thing with the tank. Like if you don't load your tank and you're in a crucial moment, it's like, fuck, I didn't load my tank. A turret.
Yeah, when the head of the tiger is turning towards you and you're trying to get that last shot off, but you got to wait a full-on 3 seconds, like real-time three seconds.
It's like 8 seconds, dude. It's so fucking long to reload the tank.
Yeah, the full-on. But yeah, it makes it more fun, you know. It's like it's a team game. It's like a sport. It's like you're playing soccer. You got to rely on your team to score them goals.
And yeah, I played as the commander yesterday when I was streaming. So if you guys are interested in checking that out, it's on our YouTube page.
Yeah, I mean it's really tough to play the commander too. So if you see somebody doing it well, definitely check it out.
And it's crazy the difference between games. Like the game I have on our YouTube page, everybody was a team player. Everybody was following the orders and pushing in, and it was a fucking great game. But then you get games where people are all out for themselves and not playing the squad-based game. You know what I mean? So that,
oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, those games suck ass. But when you get a game like I just described before, it's just unbelievable.
It's the difference between winning and losing. I was playing the other day, and we didn't have a commander for 50% of the game, and it was like neck and neck, and then a commander joined right at the end, and we decimated the enemy after that. It's all you need is somebody giving clear, correct orders to win the game.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're like the final say too, like, because in that game yesterday, there's three officers kind of disagreeing on how they should capture this one point, and I'm like, okay, don't capture the point yet. Like, clear out all the enemies in these buildings. If we get these buildings, we're going to capture that other place. Because there was buildings right beside the objective, and the enemies were just hiding in there and just fucking nuking us hard. So I'm like, just clear out the buildings, set up a garrison, and then we'll basically have full control, and we'll be able to go in and capture that point, and we did. So, yeah.
Was that on the new map? They released a new map since the last time
Omaha or Ohama?
Omaha Beach.
Yeah, Omaha Beach.
Yeah, they did the D-Day map, and it's pretty ruthless. Like, it's a new game style. Like, usually with the way the game plays before is one army starts on one side of the map, one army starts on the other side of the map, and you can meet in the middle. This one is the Americans obviously start on one side of the map on the beach, and then the Germans start like right in front of them, and then the Americans have to try to push back the Germans. And yeah, when you're an American and that you're on that boat and that door drops and you get killed 15 times before you even make it to the highlands, it's pretty it's pretty rough.
Oh yeah. I didn't put this one on YouTube, but the game right after the commander game, I played Tank Crew, two brand new tank dudes, and I'm like, all right, so I played spotter and I'm telling them like how to drive the tank and all that. And then we get over to the beach, and they're having so much trouble capturing the first 2 points, the Americans, and we're playing as the Germans. And we just sat on top of the hill with the tank and just fucking nuked everybody. And then we
maybe
won.
I was playing against you in that match, because, man, I had a hard time taking the beach one time as the Americans, and tanks were messing us up.
You basically all just got to run for the wall and then set up outposts. and then run along the wall and then set up garrisons basically against the rock face where they can't really see you.
Yeah. Even then, they still can.
I know they can, but it's more challenging for them to see you.
Yeah, it's a rough map, but I mean it's a nice way to shake it up, you know. Like I think it's a fun way to add a new level to it.
Yeah. So Will, are you ever gonna play this game or what?
I don't think my computer will handle it. So.
All right.
It won't be for a little while. I got other things to worry about instead of updating my computer at the moment.
All right. Dang, we need to, because I'm fully expecting when this game's out and released that this is going to become an esport, and I'm totally interested in jumping on board that.
Yeah, it's going to be. I mean, if it's done correctly, it'd be tough to get 100 people. You know, you need 50 people on your team, which is pretty crazy.
That's what's so fascinating about it. Could you like getting 50 people to work cooperatively? Like, oh, it'd be so good.
It would definitely be an interesting thing, especially if you get 50 people and you find somebody else who got 50 people.
Yeah.
And you guys actually play against each other.
Yeah.
It would be quite a thing.
Oh, but you'd have to master your role. Like you would play as an engineer or as support or as an infantry or an officer, and you would have to master that role.
Mm-hmm. So you need to find people who are all at different places, you know, because not everybody can play the one thing, you know. So
yeah,
it'd be interesting having the one person who plays a commander and then the one person who has to play the infantry guy.
Yeah. All right, why don't we move on from Hell Let Loose to our other topics. So we were going to talk a lot about Pokemon. So Pokemon Sword and Shield, November 15th, comes out then, and we're all going to be playing it. It's going to be great. And it's like right at the tail end of our shows, or except for Will's show. But Will, you're doing prep, you can probably play.
I'll probably bring it along with me. I have a 4-month build starting at the end of November, so...
All right, so I'm on the Pokemon Sword and Shield website. There's lots of news on here. So there's you can make your own unique league card. That's new.
I'm looking up the website right now.
Haven't you already always been able to do that, though? Maybe not make it your way, but you could customize it with the background.
Well, this one it's showing. So you go to a Pokemon Center and use the PC and go use Card Maker, and you can select a pose that your character's doing on the card, and then I guess you can select your background.
That's not very realistic. You should go in there, no smiles, look straight ahead.
Yeah.
No, it sounds like we're going for our license.
Yeah, driver's license photo.
Pokemon license photo.
You can't look like you're having fun. This is Pokemon we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing fun about Pokemon. It's work. It's a grind, kids. Yeah. When you're 10 years old, you get to work. You collect that data.
Yep. All right, so what else we got? So we got to... there's a couple of new Pokemon varieties in our new game here. So we got Sir Farfetch'd, which is dumb.
Ah! I think the sword or the shield and the spear is kind of cool.
I like it.
All right. I'm going to get taken over on that. So, okay, so here's something interesting. So, I call him Zigzafuck because I don't like him. Zigzagoon. Has a new form. He looks like the emo gothic version of Zigzagoon. And he evolves into, obviously, Linoon, but it says some Pokemon only evolve from Galarian form. So, it's insinuating that Linoon evolves again.
To Obstagoon.
I have. Oh, does it show? Right? It does. Dude, Obstagoon looks kind of cool.
Yeah, that's the reason why I like Zigzagoon now. Like, I didn't really care about Zigzagoon either, but I really like this Galarian. What is it? Galarian?
Galarian, yeah.
I really like this Galarian Zigzagoon. I've been catching a bunch of Zigzagoons in Pokemon Go now just because of this.
I haven't seen a Zigzagoon in forever.
Really? They're all everywhere in my house. I've been catching Zigzagoon for days. And there's a shiny version. The shiny version of the Zigzagoon looks really cool. It's orange and something else. Because they're usually like a light brown and a dark brown.
Right, yeah.
Their shiny version is shiny Zigzagoon.
This is the shiny Galarian form?
No, this is the shiny regular form.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like it's orange and like a white or a very light, like tan.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just
cool. So I was.
I'm just looking at I'm just looking at all the Pokemon they've announced for this game. I don't see a Dimpadim. Maybe they listened to our podcast and realized that it was fucking dumb.
He's still in the game.
Fuck.
Man, look at the Galarian form for Weezing.
It's amazing. Sir Weezing, man. Sir Weezing!
So are they just making everybody's, like, everybody sirs because it's based in Britain, or what?
Yeah. Well, I think, it was leaked yesterday or something, the hometown's name is starting town of Galar.
Mm.
It's called Galar?
Yeah.
There you go, that explains the Galarian Pokemon.
Well, the region's called the Gala region.
Yeah. Galar is a quaint village in the British countryside.
Interesting.
That can, like, I mean, does the Pokemon world take place on Earth? Like, when is this British countryside? Like,
it's its own world, but all of the places are based off real places. So, like, Generation 5 was based off New York, and Generation 6 was based off France. And then the first two games were based off regions in Japan, and I can't remember where Hoenn was based off of, but...
Where the heck are the Canadian Pokemon? I want to see the maple syrup and pancakes Pokemon.
Oh, God, we're going to have, like, they'll bring back the beavers.
Oh, yeah, the, Bidoof?
Bidoof!
Oh, shit, you're right.
A shiny Bidoof! I love Bidoof, man.
It'll be the Canadian version of Bidoof would be Bidoof wearing a fucking helmet or something.
Oh yeah. And then can you imagine like a moose?
Oh.
Yeah, it's Pokemon or a guy.
He'll be the legendary.
Have you seen, oh my god, legendary moose.
It's a Bidoof or a
polar bear.
Moose Pokemon are the two legendaries.
No, yeah. Dude, I think a polar bear would be a legendary for sure.
And then you got to have the lumberjack Pokemon wearing like a plaid jacket with a big beard.
Wait, don't we already have, what is that, lumber or lumbach or?
Oh, I gotta look it up now.
Pretty much what you guys described, we already have.
Yeah, I just was like, wait, we already have that lumberjack Pokemon.
Didn't wait for the Canadian release. I typed in lumberjack Pokemon and nothing came up except for like sexy lumberjacks on Poke cards. Pokemon cards.
But they definitely have the polar bear already. They have, what the fuck's its name? I think it was in Generation 6.
The one I'm thinking, right? It's like gray, or it has like three forms.
What is it again, sorry?
I can't remember the name, but it had like three forms, like Machamp. I remember in like the anime, they had a brawl.
Oh, is it like, Oh, fuck. Remember when they
Oh, you mean the one that holds onto the piece of wood?
Yeah.
Oh, Timber and...
Girder.
Girder, yeah. They base them off fucking New York workers. Like, get fucked, yeah. Nintendo. Come up with a creative idea.
So instead of Girder having, like, a big girder, we'll just give him an axe.
Give him an axe.
A plaid shirt.
And a beard.
His beard just gets bigger every time. His chest just bulges.
And then there's going to be a Pokemon that's just an ice block, and then they all come together and form an igloo.
That's awesome.
I worry for the future of Pokemon.
Well, you know what? Given what they're giving us now, I wouldn't be fucking surprised.
I'm actually, like, I mean, I've been disappointed by Pokemon generations in the past, but I think that this generation, like, looks fine. There's nothing that looks too... I mean, the ghost T-Bot's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say Poltegeist is garbage.
Yeah, but I mean, there's some interesting, like, Pokemon. Like, I think it's, I think so far it's shaping up to be a good batch.
This is the first region since Sinnoh where I don't hate all of the fucking starters.
What was Sinnoh? Sinnoh was fourth gen, right?
Yeah, fourth gen.
The starters are good.
Yeah,
Jeez.
Grookey. The name Grookey just makes me so happy. I don't know why.
Who are you guys going to choose?
There's a leaked picture of the map. You should check this out. It's huge.
Well, we saw the map originally. When the original
trailer showed a little bit of it, right?
Well, I freeze framed and stitched together the whole map. I was going to do a video on it and then abandoned it because it was too late. Pokemon, or sorry, Gala region map. Let's have a look.
Yeah, this is the one that goes straight up the...
Yeah.
It's a cool map.
Like
a
snake. It looks like, you know, the Britain Island or whatever it's called. Great Britain Island.
The UK?
Yeah, the UK Island. Okay, so here's...
United Kingdom.
So here's... I was going to chat... Why don't we chat about the map now? Because I was going to chat about it in a YouTube video and then abandoned it. So yeah. The most interesting part of this whole thing is that fucking Dragon Tower thing in the middle.
Yeah.
I think that's the Pokemon League. And then the post game is everything north of that, because that fucking cool looking city thing at the very top definitely looks like post game.
You think that would be post game?
Oh, yeah. I think that's post game.
That's a lot of map to be post game.
Well, hey, man. We're on the Switch now. We're not on a fucking handheld.
That's true. That is true. Look, there's like a train. Is that a tunnel beside the like the Big Ben looking tower?
Yeah.
There's like a mountain with a line there.
Yeah, I think I zoomed in like super hard on all these. I think like the first two gems are in the lower half there, and then you're gonna take a train to leave and go to the Big Ben Island. That area in the middle with the lakes, that's
it's gonna be the Safari Zone kind of deal.
Yeah. Exactly. The free roam area where you can look around freely with your camera.
That's See the thing with Pokemon Let's Go is it took so long to get to the Safari Zone where you could like actually drop your Pokemon in. Like that was kind of
stupid.
Yeah, I was like, why can't this be like one of the first things? This seems much more like it's gonna happen near the like not at the end game, which is nice.
Yeah, I mean, you probably still gotta play for 2 hours before you get there, but yeah, I see what you mean.
But not like 10 hours, or you know, like you don't have to pump in like lots and lots of time.
Yeah. So, before I counted how many gyms there were because they're easily recognizable there in this game. So, but I only counted 7 actual gyms. So I wonder maybe you're right, Cole. Maybe that cool dragon-looking building in the middle is the 8th gym, and then you have to work your way through Victory Road, which is like that snowy area, and then that's the Pokemon League on the top.
Well, this looks like a whole city. Like you know, it looks it's not just one place, like it's not just a Pokemon League, but there's like a bunch of skyscrapers. Like it looks like a bunch of people live there. Like it looks like a full on. Yeah,
well,
there's
cities.
Yeah, there's a Big Ben clock tower in there too. You know, I feel like maybe that tower, that spiral tower, would be Victory Road, and then Victory Road, and then the thing would be at the top, the last bit.
Yeah, this map looks super interesting. I'm actually super stoked to play this game.
Yeah, what's this like mushroom field to the left here?
Mushroom field. I'm not seeing what
you're... So there's the Dragon Tower, and then beside it, there's like a mountain, like a brown mountain area, and then right behind that brown mountain area, there's like mushrooms.
Yeah, yeah. That'll be a hidden little village where you
That's
catch
cool.
the fucking Glorian... what's that fucking mushroom called? Generation 5.
Oh, Fus? Fus?
Yeah,
Fusi?
Them.
Fusi? Fusi? Did I do it? Did I use it in a sentence? At the top of that tower, that's where the Fusi's going to be.
All right.
For Pokemon.
Good stuff.
Ah, suck it. I did it first.
I'm probably not going to do it at all.
Oh, I have a good stretch after that. But yeah, the map looks cool. It's definitely very interesting. I like it. I still think the fact that you can grow your Pokemon to giant sizes is kind of stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
We had some good ideas for how to make Pokemon better. I got to go back and listen to that podcast. I forgot what all the ideas were.
I got to take us a little off topic here, but for the anime that's going to be going with Pokemon Sword and Shield, have you guys paid any attention to that?
No, I have not. I still need to watch the Sun and Moon saga.
Well, yeah. Ash is sticking around, but they're adding another main character. So the new anime is going to focus on 2 people.
Mm.
And I don't know if I like that.
They've done that in the past, haven't they?
No. No, they have never done that. I don't. Really? I think they thought phasing Ash out, like, completely would be a fucking poor choice. So this is probably how they're going to phase him out.
But they've already got massive backlash that Ash is being basically replaced by this new guy.
Well, yeah, because he probably looks like Tracy, right?
No, he kind of... I don't even know. Here, I'll send... have it on my phone.
Just send me a picture. But yeah, so hopefully this... new guy isn't a piece of garbage. Like, if it was, like, Paul from, like, the Sinnoh days, or... Yeah, like, Paul was cool. Like, Paul was, like, a cooler version of Gary.
Yeah, I like Paul. He was still a bit of a dick.
Yeah, he was a total dink. But so was Gary.
Yeah. Here, check out the link I just sent you both so we can kind of talk about this.
All right. Check out
Us.
You
sent it on Skype?
I sent it on your phones.
Check out Ash and Pikachu in the new Pokemon anime series. Gotta watch them all. Alright. Dude, I don't know.
Gotta watch them all. Oh yeah, I was actually just looking at this image. Pokemon has the best marketing strategy ever. Their logo is literally buy all of our product. That's what their logo is.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Always has been.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic. No wonder it's lasted for so long.
But the new trainer's name is literally Go.
Oh, God.
Who fucking named these... That makes me so angry.
Like, what do you give him as a last name? Go catch him?
They have to buy the Pokemon. They have to buy them.
Well, that's what we got with Ash Ketchum.
Ash Ketchum and Go Get Him.
Go Get Him. There we go.
At least in the games... They're somewhat cool names. Like, in the even in the original, like, it was just named after whatever the fucking game color was, but, like, still, like, they're cool-ish names, but Go? Go fuck yourself.
That's pretty,
pretty much.
It's just a bunch of old Japanese dudes sitting in a boardroom.
Well, no, I guarantee you that this fucking guy's name in Japanese is not fucking Go.
Yeah, it is. Go. It's Go or G-O-H or G-O-U.
Yep.
Goal. Okay, I see it now.
Yeah.
But I just don't know. I feel like everyone's growing up with Ash now. You can't introduce a new character. Like, you can if he's a side character, but you want to have... Now it sounds like they're going to... I don't even know if Ash and this guy are going to follow, like, along together. The episode might just be split with their different adventures.
Okay, remember a couple podcasts ago we were talking about how they're going to fuck up Pokemon. This is it. This is fucking it. Like, Ash just won his first Pokemon League, and now he's going to be benched. Like, fuck.
Yeah, he's finally becoming the Pokemon master we want him to be.
No. Like, he has a lot more to do. He needs to win, like, a couple things. He has to actually beat an Elite Four. And there's still, like, who the fuck's his dad?
Yeah, no shit. Man, we should make
it... Professor Oak, man.
We should make an abridged series of this.
Oh, yeah.
Because I already have five or six fucking insults for this Go person.
Yeah, me too.
I'm down. That's super funny. I would be so down for that.
Oh, that's another thing you got to edit, Cole.
That's okay. I'll edit that. I mean, as long as it's fun. If I'm interested in the content, then I'm definitely down.
Yeah.
I just feel like this is where I'm going to lose interest. Not in the games, but definitely I won't pay any attention to the anime again.
Mm.
Yeah, we'll see. So, for the abridged, we should just do any episode that has actual consequence for missing, like a gym battle or catching a Pokemon or something like that, just so it's not 52 episodes of abridged, and they're like...
And it never filler. Is like a full-on abridged, you know what I mean? Like, most of those abridged guys, they don't do every episode, every scene. Yeah.
We should go back and do, like, every embarrassing episode for Ash.
Aw, poor Ash. It's like
starting
a roast.
From, like,
we only roast the ones we love.
I don't know. All the embarrassing episodes for Ash are like nice character building moments, though.
Yeah, but you just make it even worse.
Like when his Charizard doesn't listen to him in the first Pokemon League?
Yep.
And his Charizard gets his ass whooped by all the other Charizards?
Oh, well, that was more embarrassing for Charizard than Ash, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
So.
And then Charizard freezing?
Yeah.
Why do these all have to do with Charizard?
I don't know.
That was basically the pinnacle moment of like Ash's career, though, is like Pokemon was the Charizard, and now you never see him.
Okay, so this says the first episode of this new series will broadcast on November 17th within Japan, and it is a special 1-hour screening. Till we find out more about the new series, take a look at the reveal trailer below. I'm gonna watch the reveal trailer on my phone and hate it.
Yeah.
I wonder how big it is in Japan. Like, if you're going to go to Japan, like, how big is this going on right now?
Well, with how big the Pokemon Go game is within the Asian community here, I can only imagine it's just fucking crazy over there.
I just thought of an idea. There should be, like, somebody should make a video once a month where they just walk down, like, the streets of a main city just to show people what it looks like right now, like, with, like a 360 camera or, like, a GoPro or something.
Yeah.
Just to show what, like, you know, if you visited a city, like, 10 years ago and you're like, oh, I wonder what that city looks like right now. You just go and watch the video.
Did Ash,
what does Japan look like right now?
Sorry, sorry to cut you off, Cole. Will, in the Sun and Moon, did Ash didn't travel solo, right? He had that blonde bitch and someone else?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I think her name was Blonde Bitch. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what her actual name was, but yeah.
Well, no, in Sun and Moon, he never... Well, he was always with someone. He was never alone, but...
It wasn't consistent.
It changed out who he was with because he was a member of that school.
Oh... That's dumb. I don't like that. I haven't watched the Sun and Moon yet, but that's dumb.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Okay, I fucking cruised through Black and White because it was so bad. Just to say I watched it, but I didn't really watch it. I would open the episode. It would introduce whatever conflict it was going on within 2, 3, 4 minutes in, and then I would just skip ahead to when Team Rocket came, and then they would defeat Team Rocket and get whatever the fucking issue was back, and then I would skip ahead, and then that was it. So it's like... I would only spend 5 minutes on an episode. Because it's all so fucking predictable.
I feel like Sun and Moon did something different in that aspect, so you kind of want to watch it. And there was actually, like I was telling you before, there's one episode really close to the beginning where they actually deal with Pokemon death.
Right.
Interesting. Who died?
They didn't even really do that in the first season, because they went to the tower, right? Whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't really
touch up on it.
Yeah.
So here they did, basically. Sort of. But it was still a very, really emotional moment for Pokemon.
Yeah. Okay. Should we go back to the game?
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about video games on a video game podcast. All right, so... I had something. Oh, that's IGN. I don't want IGN. Fuck IGN. All right, so the two legendaries, what do you guys think of those? Zacian and Zemazenta.
I think we talked about them on an earlier podcast, but I really like the shield one. Now I gotta look it up.
He looks
Zemazenta?
He looks cooler in this picture than he did in the actual reveal trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what else do we got? Yeah, some of the new Pokemon are interesting. I think Drednaw looks like, as I mentioned before, like a more rugged cousin of like Wartortle or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's like Wartortle. Oh my god, it's like Wartortle and like Grottle like fucked and had a kid, and this is the Drednaw.
That's kind of disturbing thought.
But if you look at it, it's kind of true.
Yeah.
And then Corviknight is still the most badass out of all of them. Okay, so that's all the Pokemon. So characters, let's see who we got here. So we got the fucking stupid-looking champion dude who I want to kick in the dick.
Oh, yeah, with the blue hair and the lion cape, Leon.
Yeah, he's going to be the bad guy in the whole story, I guarantee it. Because like he's just way too fucking nice in the trailer.
I don't think so, man. I don't think they have the gumph to do that. He's going to be like an over-the-top good guy that you're going to have to surprise with your... tenaciousness.
Well, everybody admires the champion, and he seems to be predominant in the story from what we've seen so far. So, that would be... He even looks like a fucking... He looks like the guy from Generation 5, the Flare guy. It's like the
Ric Flair?
No, the...
Woo!
Oh, fuck. A joke.
Oh!
meet Team Yell. Fuck off. They ran out of fucking. They ran out of fucking astrological fucking names, so they just call them Team Yell.
Yep,
that's dumb. I hate Team Yell already. Makes me want to defeat them.
They got vuvuzelas.
Yeah,
and posters of emo kids.
Yeah. the gym leaders you'll face during the gym challenge. Who do we got so far? Let's have a look. So we got Milo, who's the grass type. Nessa, who looks like a water type.
Yeah, she could. She's very unclothed for a Pokemon game. Is that something that's new?
Very claddily clothed. Is that, or non-claddly?
What's claddly?
I don't know. I'm trying to
Claddly, that's the right word.
Okay, cool. Anyways, look at Alistair. Alistair looks like a fucking ghost.
Oh, she's wearing a mask. He's wearing a mask.
At this point, like,
is wearing a mask.
Yeah. All right. So that's cool. That's obviously a ghost type gym. Which last one we saw? What was the last ghost type gym we had? It was Generation 2. I think it was good. Yeah, it was Morty, right? Or Morty. It was
Morty. We gotta make a ghost gym, Morty.
I've seen so many Rick and Morty jokes from that robot. Or memes rather, like I saw one the other day. It was it's like, what is my purpose? And then it's just like the charge rifle from Apex. And it's just like, hold on to my turbocharger until I need it. Oh my god!
Oh my god! You're here to butter the toast. Oh my god!
Yeah,
that's funny.
Who's Chairman
Rose?
I want
Chairman Rose. That guy's facial hair frustrates me quite a bit.
Chairman Rose, I'm not seeing.
Chairman Rose, he's the dude in the suit with the red tie and the comb over with the little danglies on it and the beard that doesn't connect anywhere. He's got like no sideburns but a chin strap that doesn't connect to his goatee or his mustache.
I have him.
Oh yeah, I see him. Yeah, dude, that comb over is the worst thing I've ever seen.
It's like combed over, but then there's the one piece in the front that's way longer than the rest.
The huge cowlick.
I'm calling it now. He's the bad guy.
He's just the announcer, isn't he? He's just the guy who announces the...
No, he created the league.
Oh.
So
he looks pretty young to be creating Pokemon leagues.
All right, can we talk about Hop?
Oh, yeah, you're fucking dumbass looking right. Oh, my God. He looks dumber than Chairman Rose.
Yeah, dude, and he's the brother of Leon.
It looks like he's wearing a pine cone, a purple pine cone on his head.
Yeah. It looks like Ponyta shit on his head.
They both have purple hair.
Yeah.
Naturally purple hair.
He would have looked better if they gave him a different shirt. That fucking fluff or whatnot just doesn't work.
It works in the image, like it works in the like the anime picture, but in the game it doesn't look good. Like in the game image, it looks like way over the top.
Yeah,
it looks like they literally shaved a sheep, a Wooloo, and just like glued on the Wooloo hair onto like the end of his jacket.
Yeah. Marnie, who's this stupid lady? Marnie's one of your rivals. Okay, she at least looks somewhat interesting.
See, now I don't see Marnie.
I'm on all the characters. But yeah, she looks mean. She looks like she'd take all your shit in the divorce.
Yeah, she's definitely a bad guy. Marnie, I have a picture of her with Team Yell.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe we gotta change her heart during the game.
Then we have Beedie.
Beedie.
He's trying to complete the gym challenge in Galar, having been sponsored by Chairman Rose, but has other intentions as well.
Yeah,
dude, this guy looks cocky as fuck.
Oh, dude, yeah. I'm going to wipe the cock right off his face. All right. All right.
Well, he is wearing...
Look at that fucking guy.
We have Alina. Alina was introduced in July 2019. She is Chairman Rose's secretary and vice president of his company, managing the day-to-day work.
Sorry,
I feel like secretary is not an appropriate word for this strong, independent female character.
She's gonna be a side character.
Dude, she runs that fucking office and you can totally see it. Like Chairman Rose is like, ooh, I'm the chairman.
I'm the chairman,
and she's like, don't fuck with me. Like,
anyone else see that she's also wearing red and black?
And she's got a bondage fucking neck thing on.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if she's a member of Team Yell.
Yeah. Who thought that was a good design choice to put this like bondage choke collar on this person?
I mean, the Team Yell guys are all wearing the bondage choke collars too. So, if she does turn out to be a Yell member, the guys creating the game,
she'll be the leader.
Like, oh dang it, they figured it out. We shouldn't have put that Joker collar on her.
So, we should write this down and see and put it in an envelope and see if we're right on our predictions of who's going to be evil and who's not.
We'll just go back and listen to it.
All right. So, yeah, I'm going to second that. I'm going to say that Olina is evil as fuck.
All right. So you think Olina and not Leon? I don't think Leon's
going to be evil. No, I forgot that his dumb brother was your sidekick, so.
He's going to be okay.
He's going to be like, Hop, you got to do well, and hopefully your best friend does well, and then your friend or your rival, and then the rival's going to, who's you, going to do well. And he's like, wow, I never thought you'd actually make it this far. You know, you got to impress him with your skills. You know I don't lose battles.
I'm going to look forward to kicking his ass, though.
Yeah, but like I said in the original podcast for Pokemon Sword and Shield with Bradley, there's no fucking, like... It's just everything's too positive. Like they need to stir it up a bit.
Darken it up. Have every character look like Alistair.
Like I hate the rival that. Oh no, I said this in the Pokemon top 10 things we need Pokemon Gen 8 video I made before the Sword and Shield was announced. But they need something. They need to ditch the nice rival thing. Like everyone needs to be like Gary. Like, she's a fucking loser. What? Ass fart, yeah, ass fart. But yeah, we just need the rival to be meaner. Like, he's just too nice. Like, it's all a friendly challenge. It's, you know, we need him to be like, oh, you fucking suck. I have 25 more Pokemon in my Pokedex than you.
Yeah, he's going to stomp you into the ground.
Yeah.
Total bastard.
Which one was, it Hoenn or, your rival, remember, stole his Pokemon?
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, Wally.
Yeah. No, Wally didn't steal.
No, Wally got his Pokemon stolen, I thought.
No, I'm talking like your rival, remember? As soon as you got yours, you go back to the professor and there's police outside and they said one of the starter Pokemon got
that's
stolen.
That's Generation 2. That's Silver.
Is that Silver?
Yeah, that's Silver.
Silver looks like somebody who would steal a Pokemon.
Yeah, totally.
Wally looks like a pushover. Looks like if you blew on Wally, he'd fall over.
Well, he is sick, so yeah, I would imagine that's true.
He's sick?
Yeah, in the game he's sick, and then he moves to another town because the air is better.
And then he comes back stronger.
He's got a pacemaker Pokemon.
You know, I kind of want to see some visual change in these characters, too. Like, if you're starting your adventure with Hop, he should look like a hip-hop fucking dude by the end of it or something. You know what I mean? Like, he should look like he's actually traveled the region.
I think if anything, if he's gonna change, he's just gonna add more fur or fluff to his costume, like his
brother. Just turns into a Wooloo at the end.
Like, he's still missing the beard or the sideburns, so
he should grow a beard like Chairman Rose and just not connect it anywhere.
I think Leon has the same beard as Chairman Rose.
Yeah, just it doesn't connect to the chin. There's no chin connection.
Man, what if I'd laugh so hard if Hop's like starting Pokemon is like Wooloo.
That would be pretty funny.
They'd be like, "Yes, I've had Wooloo since I started my journey, and now Wooloo and I look very similar, and Wooloo evolves, and then so does Hop."
Wooloo evolves into Hop.
Yeah,
Hop's just actually a Pokemon.
Yeah.
What are okay, so the starter Pokemon, what are the types? Because we were talking about how every single starter Pokemon is a firefighting type, like, or like it's always just firefighting.
Yeah. Types. What has not been firefighting? Charizard,
Charmander.
Yeah, Charizard was fire flying.
Yeah.
And Typhlosion I think was just straight fire. And then Generation 2 and Generation 3 and Generation 4 were firefighting. Generation 5 I think it was Fire and Dark, wasn't it? Grumpig? No, not...
Yeah, no. Yes, if, no, Grumpig was...
The second form.
Okay, yeah. So, no, Generation 3 was firefighting, Generation 4...
was firefighting.
Generation 7? Yeah.
Generation...
Is the pig firefighting?
No, pig's Fire Dark.
Yeah.
And then there's the fox. The fox, the yellow fox with the red ears.
I think it was Psychic, wasn't it? Fire Psychic or
fairy.
Something?
Fire and Fairy.
Fire and fucking Fairy. Okay. What else? What's after that? What's Generation 6?
No,
what's Generation 6?
It's the one from Super Smash.
So that's fire and
firefighting.
Was it? What the fuck was
yeah.
it? I can't
remember. Why can't I remember what that was?
Firefighting with Sun and Moon.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because it's Litten.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Because he turns into the fucking wrestler. Does that big ass lariat, remember?
Right, right. Okay, so
yeah, that, why can't I remember his name? It's Blaze. No, it's not Blaziken.
It's the fucking cat.
Yeah. Why I main this character in Super Smash Brothers? Why can I not remember the name of it?
It's bad, Cole. That's bad. But
it is bad. But it's because I'm under pressure.
Yeah,
can't handle the pressure.
So three, so maybe four of the seven generations have been firefighting. So yeah, if there's another firefighting, get fucked.
Yeah. When do you think we're actually going to see the forms of the starters? Usually by now they've already been released or at least leaked. I have a feeling it'll be in like the end of the month Koro.
Oh, you think so?
Which is like the Pokemon magazine for Japan?
Yep.
Oh yeah.
No, I don't think they'll leak them. I think they'll let them figure it out for themselves, or people discover
it
for themselves.
They're always out before the games.
Incineroar.
Okay.
I just remember doing that lariat. That thing was badass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Once you got the timing right.
So.
Yes.
Pokemon. Load
Pokemon.
More. Pokemon. So, the starters. Scorbunny. Fuck. I just see its evolution looking like Lopunny's. Digsby or
sexy?
Whatever. Whatever the fucking... I think it was Generation 5 Digsby?
Yeah.
That's just what I see.
I actually picture him turning into Bugs Bunny, so...
Me. Me.
Yeah. That'd be pretty funny.
That'd be good. I think Grookey's gonna be...
Grookey?
Grass.
What's up, Doc?
And...
Grookey, man. What a great name.
It's probably grass.
I'm not
and
sure.
Like
who are you guys gonna go with? I always usually go with fire, but I'm leaning more towards Grookey.
Oh really? I'm pretty torn actually on all three of them.
I'm looking at fan made evolutions, and there's one where it's Grookey, and then it's Diddy Kong, and then it's Donkey Kong. Oh, that's funny.
Maybe that's the reason I'm leaning towards Grookey.
Yeah.
I'm wanting an ape.
Yeah, monkey Pokemon are always fun.
So, just since you mentioned the Donkey Kong, I'm just going to throw the rap back on.
Nimble when she needs to be, she can float through the air.
Anyways, I'm not sure who I'm going to choose. It'll probably be Scorbunny, honestly.
I need to see their secondary forms and stuff like that and see where they go from, like, their primary type.
Well, you know the second forms pretty well look like the teenage version of the younger forms.
Yeah, and then the third evolution is when they change quite a
but
bit.
But, like, okay, for Scorbunny, exactly. He's white and red, and he's fire right now. What do you think his second type is going to be with his next evolution? Like, I
can't see it not being fighting, to be honest.
That's what I was thinking myself.
I mean, it's a
he's
rabbit,
got that nose.
Like,
he's got that nose bandage.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it could be ground too, because bunnies burrow in the ground, right? So.
You watch that thing's gonna turn into a kickboxer.
Yeah, definitely. Just like that's Blaziken. That's who Blaziken is. Blaziken was that like long-legged.
Yeah.
Well, I think they just like the pun firefighting so much that they just continue to fucking do it.
Yeah. I wonder what
Sobble?
We gave no love to Sobble. We're talking about Grookey and Scorbunny, but Sobble.
I don't know. Sobble looks cool, too. He's definitely... But, what are they called?
Tadpoles?
Lizards?
Tadpole, there we go.
But there's so many, like, I mean, there's so many, like, lizard-based water starting type Pokemon. I mean, it's obviously a safe choice to go, but, you know, shake it up.
Do you think it's time now in the games that they get rid of the fire, water, and grass starters?
I don't think so, because those are the basic, like, those are the easiest elements to start with. Like, if you were like, here's a dark type, or, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you'd have to have, like, a... what's Dark good against? Fairy?
Dark's good against Psychic
Dragon?
Types and
Psychic.
I think that's, well, and something else.
So would it be weird to have like a psychic, dark, and what, bug?
A bug, yeah, bug type.
That would be kind of a weird start.
Yeah,
for Pokemon. You know?
That would be kind of odd. What's another circle?
Especially with like each Pokemon game that comes out, it's not. It's introducing it for the new character or the new players, right? Like every generation of Pokemon is supposed to be like your generation of Pokemon, right? So I mean, if you shake it up on a bunch of people who are coming in fresh and new to the genre, it's gonna be a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So we're coming towards the end of the podcast. Anything else that we're missing that we're not? Oh, hey, look at this. The thing that I forgot to talk about. So I just pulled up an article this morning on Gaming Bolt, and the title is Halo Infinite Lead Producer Has Left 343 Industries. So Cole wasn't surprised by this.
Oh, it was kind of a joke. I mean, I'm obviously a little bit surprised that somebody would leave, but I mean, I just don't think Halo Infinite looks that impressive. It just doesn't look, it didn't wow me whatsoever. Like, I thought the trailer was boring and poorly mo-capped. I don't know. I just feel like
for the hype that it's getting. Yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from. Like the trailer was a little, mind you, yeah. We wanted to see gameplay. Like we wanted to see what the fuck we're getting into, but we got just a fucking scene inside a spaceship. Like, you know what I mean?
And since we haven't seen anything yet, like I mean, like if you have something, you're not afraid to flaunt it. Like I mean, look at Cyberpunk, man. Cyberpunk is like pumping out trailers and gameplay and like so much stuff, but there's just nothing from Halo. So I mean, I'm not
they've always been that way though, because we're still a year away from release. They're definitely going to showcase it more at E3, and I think we're just too soon. Like, they're not going to show anything off again.
All right, so this the description says Microsoft will be releasing its next generation Xbox Project Scarlet Doll in holiday 2020 with Halo.
I hope it's actually called Scarletto.
Scarletto. In holiday 2020 with Halo Infinite being a launch title, which is the first time since Halo 1. With the PS5 also confirmed for the release in the same period, the pressure is on to deliver a compelling experience. There has been some concerns over Halo Infinite's development, though, starting with creative director Tom Longo leaving this past August. So what if the game is just shit? What if the game is just shit and the creative director and the producer are like, fuck this. That's not a good sign.
I think usually when people leave, though, it's their creative differences with the company. So I feel like it's going to be Microsoft, and Microsoft wanted more than what this director might have been delivering.
Yeah, fair.
Which is still probably not a good sign.
And I wonder if creative director Tom Longo leaving is director Tom Longo got fired.
Tom Longo. I like that name. Yeah. I'd trust a guy named Tom Longo.
It isn't the strangest thing for team members to depart when a game is finished, but more than a year before launch, Microsoft leaves. Later released a statement to Kotaku stating roles and responsibilities of various team members regularly evolved to meet the needs of the game throughout development. So it sounds like he got fired. Mary Olson, an executive producer at the time, was announced to be the leading Halo Infinite's campaign team as the lead producer. However, Reset Era member pointed out that Olsen has recently left 343 Industries. According to Olsen's LinkedIn page, as of October 2019, she now works for Midwinter Entertainment as head of production. Well, does that mean she actually left, or maybe there's a game in like pre-production that she's getting started on in lieu of leaving 343 once the game's in alpha?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same studio that Josh Holmes, former 343 studio head for Halo 5 Guardians, is working in production and design. Official statement on Olsen's departure has yet to be made, so stay tuned for the same. In Longo's case, Microsoft did note that the overall creative vision and production of the game remains led by Chris Lee, studio head of Halo Infinite. We'll have to wait and see how development pans out over the coming year. So how that's kind of shitty. It's like, hey, do you want to be the creative director? Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Cool. Well, you don't get to make any choices. You have to listen to this Chris Lee guy instead. Oh, fuck.
But you get your name in the credits.
Yeah.
Isn't that what everybody wants?
And then they hire him on another show as a lead creative director. And they're like, haven't you been creative director for? You kind of suck.
Yeah. I didn't really do anything.
That happens all the time in film. You'll bring a director in. It's like got 25 credits, but it's always been the EP just like stepping in and just directing for them because they can't direct.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there before.
Yeah. All right. So that's about it for me.
Yeah, before we sign off, though, let's give a quick shout-out to the games that'll be released this week.
Yeah.
So, first up, we have Overwatch is making its much-anticipated debut on the Switch, October 15th.
About time.
I'm interested, but it's just another game that I know I don't have time to play.
I mean, yeah, I do want to play Overwatch because everyone talks about how great it is, but I've never gotten into it.
I mean, it's the same as Fortnite is in, like, you know, it's like a Call of Duty, you know, it's a whatever 6-on-6, 5-on-5 shooter game, you know, that has other elements to it. So unless you're like really, really into those games, it's not anything new or crazy.
It's definitely a huge esport though, because they just did the North American Championships and Vancouver actually came in second.
Oh, wow. Vancouver, right. Canada or Vancouver, Washington?
Vancouver, Canada. Our new team that's owned by the Aquilini.
Oh, really? Aquilini owns them?
Yeah, he bought the esports team. They're going to start playing at the Rogers Arena next year. Holy crap. Already pre-buy tickets. They're like the Vancouver Titans, I think.
That's crazy.
That's pretty
Aquilini
cool.
Aquilini was for the Canucks, wasn't he? The coach for the Canucks for a long time?
No, he's the owner.
Of the
Canucks?
Yeah.
Shit. That's crazy.
I actually just went to a Canucks game on Saturday. It was a good time.
Oh, nice. And then moving on, we have Witcher 3 Wild Hunt Complete Edition on the Switch, available October 15th as well.
And the Switch is turning into a Titan, man.
Okay, hang on. Sorry. Backpedaling here. I just saw a picture of a new Noctowl, but in ice form. I don't know if this is real or not. That's fucking cool, dude. I'm gonna use that in our album art because that's fucking cool.
I'll have to look that up in a little bit. After Witcher 3, we have Little Town Hero, October 16th. Little Town Hero comes from our friends at Game Freak, best known for the Pokemon series. This RPG is set in a single town that citizens never leave until monsters start showing up. Little Town Hero's combat doesn't rely on grinding. It's all about strategizing at whatever power level you're currently reached. The soundtrack is also composed by Undertale creator Toby Fox.
That's cool. I like that idea.
Probably going to get this, maybe not at launch, but it does interest me.
Yeah, and it's featuring our best boy, Axe.
Man, they went from Ash to Axe.
I wonder if they just look or like they're like
Axe cut him from Little Town.
Okay, here I'll tell a story. So they're sitting in the creative room and they can't come up with a name for a main character. So they're like, let's just go for a walk, and then they just walk through town and just look at random fucking objects and go, Axe, perfect, Axe, that's his name.
Should we call him Ash? Surprised. Oh, we already have an Ash. Oh,
that's Axe. The writer's room.
Yeah.
Then we have Ring Fit Adventure, October 18th. It's the Switch's follow up to Wii Fit.
What's it called?
Ring Fit.
Ring Fit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm into
Looks
Ring
interesting.
Fit.
And then Plants vs. Zombies, Battle for Neighborville, October 18th, available on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. So that is our games of the week that'll be coming out this week.
But games coming out this month still, which I remembered yesterday and fucking creamed my pants, Luigi's Mansion 3.
Oh, Luigi's Mansion 3. Why do I have to wait so long?
Yeah, then we have Outer Worlds.
Yeah, Outer Worlds.
And we have Call of Duty.
I actually pre-ordered Call of Duty. I was actually quite impressed with the beta, to be honest.
After you already like bashed into it a bit.
Well, I'm gonna bash into every Call of Duty because I don't want rectangle fucking boxy maps. I want some creative maps for once.
I'm still undecided on Call of Duty as it comes out the same day as Outer Worlds, that I'll probably be playing on Game Pass.
It'll be there and waiting for me when I'm ready to play it. That's how I'm looking at it. And like I said,
until then, hell let loose.
Hell let loose. Yeah, until then, I'm going to try to convince Brittany to play, what do you call it? Call of Duty. She's like, I'll play if there's zombies. I actually don't know if there's zombies in this one.
No, because usually the
Black Ops series has that.
Yeah.
So, maybe not.
The Modern Warfare's never do.
Yeah. All right, so I'm just getting the album art rocking here. So that comes to the end of the podcast. Thanks for listening, everybody. Check out our Facebook page and our Twitter for everything to do with us. And
check out our videos on YouTube, our Hell Let Loose videos.
Cole works super hard on our videos, so don't piss off Cole. Go check out the videos.
That's about the only thing he does.
Are you kidding me? I bring some good, crappy mic quality to the table of the podcast.
And hey, Mr. Will, I wouldn't get fucking flashy there.
Yeah, I missed two podcasts.
Actually, I knew. What's his name? Will didn't even hear about the Fortnite blackout, which I'm shocked of because Will knows everything news.
That's well, crazy news, man.
I was playing Breakpoint all day yesterday.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, check out our website as well, videogamesnow.ca, and if you're into the show and you've been for a while, check out our Patreon page. Early access to podcasts, discount at our store when we have one. We had one, but we're still developing our site and all that. So, but if you want a shirt, let us know, and we'll send you a shirt. All right, guys, thanks, and we'll see you all in the next one. Bye.
Peace.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Turkey. Oh, that's not what they sound like, right?
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.